Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and we're getting by. I feel like I sound a little bit better every day. I'm still fucking angry, which means it's a perfect time for a fucking podcast. You know what I like? I like Facebook memories. I don't really give too much of a fuck about Facebook. I mean, I like the fact that Facebook allows me to put my podcast out there, and I like the fact that a lot of people listen to my bullshit on Facebook. I appreciate that very much. But if I'm being honest, if I wasn't putting out the podcast on Facebook, aside from like using the messenger to talk to people and posting the, you know, occasional photos of myself and my bullshit, I don't know how much I'd fucking use it. Like, I don't wake up in the morning and think, like, motherfucker, I gotta check Facebook. But I do like the Facebook memories, especially now that the podcast has been around for about 7 years. I'll get reminded of old casts, I'll see like old posts. It fucking reminds me of how fucking hilarious I am. And today was no exception. I listened to an old podcast from 2018, episode 246. It was about like, you know, how there's this notion that guys are shitty at giving gifts, which is fucking bullshit. It was bullshit then, it's bullshit now. Your fucking gender has fucking zero to do with whether or not you are good at getting gifts for people. And some asshole commented on this Facebook post. I actually forgot about this conversation until I saw it. And this person said, I'm a terrible gift giver, and my husband is an awesome gift giver. He's much better than I am. And then she writes, I buy him things thinking he would like it, but he doesn't. Here's my fucking question. How the fuck don't you know what your partner likes? That is impossible. Unless you pay fucking no attention to your spouse, unless you don't know a fucking thing about your partner, unless you ignore everything about them, it is fucking impossible to be a terrible gift giver. You have to try to be a shitty gift giver. You have to put in fucking zero effort to be a shitty gift giver. Getting gifts for people is not difficult. Who the fuck are they? What do they enjoy? Get them something they fucking enjoy. There is no way that you don't know what they fucking like. And this doesn't have to be like big shit. Like, you can get like affordable things for people as gifts, and it's totally fucking fine. Matter of fact, I prefer that. If you're one of these motherfuckers who like demands big gifts, you're a dick. Demanding big gifts in this fucking economy? Jesus fucking Christ. We gotta pay for fucking rent and mortgages and groceries and shit. I can't be worried about no big fucking expensive gifts. I just refuse to believe that if you're in a partnership with somebody, that if you're dating somebody, that if you know them well enough to get fucking married, I just fucking refuse to believe that you can't possibly know how to buy them gifts. Like, Jesus Christ, like, what the fuck do you mean? I buy him things or them things, because this isn't a gender thing. And I've heard the same thing like the other way, where men are like, I don't know what to get my wife. You'll fucking live with her, right? Do you ever talk to her? Do you ever listen? Are you the laziest motherfucker on earth? That's really what you should be fucking asking yourself. If you're a terrible gift giver and you're like, man, every time I buy something for somebody, they don't fucking like it. The problem is you. The problem is you don't give a fuck. That's what the fucking problem is. You're putting in no effort. I always think like, effort is the bare minimum. That's it. Trying is the bare fucking minimum. Showing up is the bare fucking minimum. If you can't do those things, what the fuck are you doing in a relationship? And what the fuck is your partner doing with your ass? Drop that motherfucker. Drop him. I know I'm saying him. I'm assuming most of these problems are probably the guy being a stupid asshole. But as the fucking post I got shows, fucking women are dumb with this too. Don't know how the fuck that's possible, but apparently some are. And let's say this. Let's say you're so fucking helpless and such an abject jackass and an utter failure of a fucking partner to not know any idea what they like. So you can't possibly buy them anything. Let's just say that. The fucking last resort is fucking asking them. What the fuck do you want? What are you interested in? Hey baby, listen, Christmas is coming up, holidays are coming up, birthday's coming up, whatever the fuck is coming up, what do you like, huh? Anything catch your eye recently? Any new shit out that you got those fucking peepers on, huh? What are you looking at? What are you eyeballing there? Gotta be something, right? You could fucking ask. And to be honest with you too, like, I don't think like everything should be like intuitive. I think you should intuitively be able to buy a gift for your partner that they would fucking like. But at the same time, like, I don't remember much about being in a relationship. It's been fucking 8 years for me now, but I was in one for 14 fucking years. And I can tell you, like, sometimes I would talk about shit, like, and sometimes I wouldn't. Like, I'm not a dude that drops hints. I don't see something I like at the store and be like, mammy, nice to have that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I want something, I'll ask for it. And if not, like, just fucking pick something out. I don't care. What are you gonna do? I'm probably gonna be good with it. I just feel like there's nothing wrong with, like, making a list. My mom asked me for a Christmas list every year. I don't really know what to fucking put on it, ever. I don't think I fucking needed or wanted anything in fucking years. But like, I don't know, you find shit out, like, man, fucking mixing bowls. You know, what shit might I need around the fucking kitchen? Hey, I need some new pillows. Shit like that. And hey, if you want pillows as a gift, maybe you should ask for pillows as a gift. I don't know if anybody's gonna intuitively get you fucking pillows. I feel like it should probably be a combination of a lot of shit. Maybe you're asking for some stuff, maybe you got some more your own fucking ideas, or maybe you're a complete fucking failure of a human being and a partner, and you have no fucking ideas. And you freely admit it to Chris Johnson on the internet? Are you kidding me? Now, in this person's defense, she's a colossal fucking asshole. okay? She's not a good human being. I don't talk to her anymore. I made a podcast about it once. I don't remember which number. If you're interested, I'll give you the fucking number. I can look through my my fucking table of contents. Is that what you call, like if I have a list of my podcasts, like the like what they're about, which I do have that, do you call it like a table of contest? I can't even talk anymore. Contents? Is it an index? What do you call it? Just a topic list? Yeah, either way, who gives a fuck? I hope your holiday season's going well. Mine could be a little bit better, you know, for obvious reasons. I'm fucking alone in here, goddammit. No kiddies. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing in here. But I hope your season's going well. I got most of my shopping done. How the fuck did I manage that? I will be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora and Podbean, which is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode's there. I feel like this is the first time I've managed to actually get through my ending bullshit without stumbling all over the place in fucking anger. I'm on Twitter. That is at Johnson Hates You. I'm going to be on my Facebook timeline. I mentioned that shit earlier. And if you're into photos, videos, all that shit, Instagram, maybe the number 5 minutes.